Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, Taryn Daly, Steve Meeks from the Daily Meeks Morning Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's happening?
Oh, you know, I like your shirt. It has a bird on it. I'm also wearing a shirt with
this
birds.
This is a Black Raven IPA shirt.
And mine is a chicken shirt, just a collection of chickens.
Ted, where's your bird shirt?
I got a Mickey Ward shirt like a loser.
I bet my raven could eat all your chickens.
You're probably right.
Yes, yes.
Ah, those roosters are tough. Mm-hmm.
They got T-Rex DNA.
Yeah.
Those facts.
Yeah. Do you think a T-Rex would be disappointed if you could bring it back, you know, and say, hey, these are your descendants?
Yes.
Like, seriously, chickens. Like, that's what you got, man.
Yes, they're delicious.
Wrong. You were cool in the movie. Now we eat you.
Right. Would you eat a T-Rex arm? You know what I mean? Delicious.
Meanwhile, don't mess with geese.
Oh, geese. Speaking of arms, how's the kid?
Tatum, next week. Cast comes off, baby.
All right.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Okay.
It's going to be nice, like, getting bonked in the head when we're lying in, like, on the couch with just, like, crushing the head. But, dude, she loves geese until she got close to one, and then she doesn't love geese anymore.
That's all it takes.
Dude, yeah. They're vicious.
They suck. Remember running from them in Portland?
Did you?
You were there with me.
I wasn't sober.
No, you were not sober at all.
I don't remember this at all.
You don't remember attacking the geese?
It was like 3:30 in the morning, and we decided just to approach the geese. Now, we were tripping, dude. But
you ran down the hill.
And then these things came after us, and we took off running.
Because I think you guys were just at the fountain swimming.
Yes. We were staring at the water.
Yeah.
Right. This doesn't sound normal. Don't look at me. I cashed out by this point.
You don't remember this.
I remember not getting into the bars because Ted didn't have his ID.
Correct. Right.
So then we went off to go look at the water at the fountain.
And then we thought it'd be cool. Like, let's go mess with these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Geese, and then like two well, hours turned around.
There's a five-hour gap in between all this. God damn.
Little pop of shot going
Mitch,
on.
You can't help. He don't remember a story for us, but you can't be like, oh yeah, it all happened that quickly.
I don't remember any of the geese.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Did they get us?
No. We hauled ass, bro. Like, we seriously, man, we were trucking.
You showed them you're superior
right.
as a species.
I never wanted to relive this moment more than right now. Can we go back to Portland and make this happen again?
Taryn, I said we should rent, they had bicycles down there that you could rent like they'd have all over Seattle now. So we should rent some of those bicycles. And Steve says, no, we can't do that. And I said, why not? He says, because we'll drown.
It made sense to me.
And I looked at him
because I was
like,
going to ride into the water.
What world have you just entered? I said, do you want to rent a bicycle? And his response is, no, we'll drown. Okay. Anyway.
How is it that we're able to just function in society after hearing
some of these
stories?
I do not know.
Somehow we still pay our bills.
Yes. Okay, so today on Sit and Spin, it's a little morbid, but we have the last songs performed by rockers who died way too soon. Now, what I'm assuming is that all of these songs are what the band closed the show with on their last tour,
or they just walked off stage.
Yeah, they're not
I'm done.
They didn't do a one off.
Good enough.
Play this on the Tonight Show or anything like that.
This is like encore, like. You know, top of the list songs. Okay. I feel
or
like.
A member had a meltdown and walked off the stage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. So these are the last songs performed by rockers.
I think I know Cobain's. It's dark.
Okay, we're going to find out if he's on the list.
Number 10. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Take it easy, I had a ticket to Tom Petty's what ended up being his last tour. But I had to go to a wedding instead, and I didn't go.
I can't believe I missed that show.
I kick myself all the time.
The problem is, Thrill and I talk about it all the time. He came every summer to the Gorge. So it was always like, we'll just go next summer.
It's like Springsteen. It's like, I'll see him next time. I don't want to go on a Thursday night.
Yeah, and then
that's
he died.
Exactly like, what we said.
Damn it.
Yep.
These are the last songs performed by rockers who died too soon.
Number 9.
I've learned a lot about Steve Miggs these past couple of months. I know that this is a song off of his favorite Linkin Park album.
Minutes to Midnight. I know most people are on Meteor or Hybrid Theory, but man, no. Minutes to Midnight.
Well, not to do this to the guy, but I mean, he also did a last song with Stone Temple Pilots.
That's true.
Oh, God. Hey, right. You're so, right.
Both of those bands, yeah. These are the last songs performed by rockers who died way too soon.
Number 8.
So good. This one kills me the most, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Cornell, that's the one just crushed me. Absolutely
Detroit,
crushed me.
I'm pretty sure.
Did you guys get to see Soundgarden the last time they came to town?
Yeah.
That was such a great show.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that we get to see, saw Temple the Dog. I mean,
we had
a lot of good run there, man.
And then right after the show, those geese attacked us. It was bonkers.
Last song performed by rockers who died way too soon.
Number 7.
I'm actually surprised that this is their closing song.
Yeah, that surprises me a little bit.
You know what I mean?
Well.
Like, it's a great song, but I never would picture this one being like the last song that they play before their show is over.
Do we know for a fact that Scott Weiland did not have a meltdown and walk off the stage?
No.
Of all the artists, I feel like this could be the one.
This would be the guy.
You played with the band. You should have the answers
to
these questions.
I was on their Wikipedia page for like a half a minute. Somebody put me as a former member of the band.
Did you actually?
I was on Wikipedia. I thought that was the funniest thing ever. I played one song.
Scott Weiland's another one where like I saw him 2 or 3 times, thought he was awesome. Mm-hmm. I've also heard people been like, yeah, I saw him. It was the worst performance ever seen.
He was good with Velvet Revolver. I think
it just depended on the night.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
These are the last songs performed by rockers who died way too soon.
Number 6.
I taught my kid how to do the horns
double
up
horns.
The other day.
Yeah.
He got it.
You know, we interviewed him and asked him about it, and he goes, man, honest to God, it comes to represent heavy metal, rock and roll now. It's like, I got it from my grandmother because she would do that when she was mad at you. She wouldn't cuss, but it was kind of like her version of sign language for cussing. So you do something bad, and she'd throw up the devil horns at like him and his brothers and stuff when they were younger. We're like, so this big rock and roll moment is your grandmother. He's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't want to tell people that, but there it is.
That makes it extra metal.
Yeah. I swear to God, every single day when I had to walk in the studio and Rickard was on the air middays, he would have Leonard on the phone, and Leonard would request this song
every time.
Every single day. When I hear the song, the only thing I think about is Leonard.
Which is unbelievable.
It drives me nuts that that's my thought.
And I don't know if this is weird to anybody, but we talked to this guy we know named Warren, all right? And so I think it was Warren. Anyway, this dude was a neighbor of Ronnie James Dio. And we're like, what's that like? He goes, look, he's just a normal dude. So he says, I just remember I'm pulling into my driveway, and Ronnie James Dio was mowing his lawn. He's wearing jorts.
Yeah.
And, like, he just kind of waves to him. And he's like, I don't know, something about Ronnie James Dio wearing cut-off jean shorts. He's like, it just kind of blows your mind.
He had the legs for it, I bet.
These are the last songs performed by rockers who died way too soon.
This song does not get old to me.
Mm-mm.
No, you know, some songs you get sick of. Yeah. I'm like, this tune, I'm like, no, every time it's on, like, turn it up.
Just especially that chorus, man.
When it's it all so takes awesome.
I never got to see Lane, though, with Alice in Chains.
I got lucky. Yeah. Saw him at Lollapalooza years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
But that's where I saw him. And it was an awesome show.
I still, my favorite moment with this song was when they got back together for that Tsunami Benefit show that happened. It's now the Showbox Soto. And they brought up a revolving door of different singers. And they brought up Maynard James Keenan to sing this song with them.
Oh, really?
Dude, nice. I'm not joking. When they hit that Jesus Christ chorus part, if you did not have goosebumps, you had tears in your eyes. Like, you look around the whole room.
It was just that awesome.
It was just like this celebration. Like, holy crap, Alice in Chains is playing together again. And that's freaking Maynard singing this song. It was amazing.
Nice.
Last songs performed by rockers who died way too soon on Sit and Stay.
Number four. Hey,
All right. I thought it was going to be the one from Unplugged.
Oh.
Oh, God.
That sounds like, it's terrible.
Is it the Where'd You Sleep Last Night one? Or
yeah.
My Girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they played anything from Unplugged other than the Unplugged, right? Because MTV asked him to unplug. They said, look, man, none of our songs translate to this, so that's why they played all those covers.
I think About a Girl, they did that.
Did they?
Okay. And that was very good. But then, it was like Meat Puppets covers and like random songs as well.
David Bowie song.
Yep. With the accordion.
Right.
These are the last songs performed by rockers who died way too soon.
Number three.
Die.
Sorry.
Cliff Burton just dripping in a tuxedo, a Canadian tuxedo.
Oh, yeah. With the bell bottoms.
Yes.
Canadian tuxedo.
You a big Cliff Burton fan, Thrill? You being a bassist?
I was. Actually, one of my best friends, I met him. School just started. He is listening to, he's listening to Metallica on a Walkman as it was back in the day. And he's just banging his head, right? I said, dude, do you listen to Metallica? He's like, yeah, what's it to you? I said, I'm just asking, like, Metallica, did you hear that Cliff Burton died? He's like, bull ass. I said, I swear to God, Cliff Burton died. Now, this is pre-cell phone. So the school day has not started. This is homeroom. He's like, you got a quarter? I'm like, yeah. Give him a quarter. He disappeared all day. Anyway, when I see him at the end of the school day, he's like, yeah, I went out to make a phone call. That's why I wanted the quarter. I called around, talked to a guy that confirmed that, in fact, Cliff Burton had died. I'm like, so you missed an entire day of school? Yeah, what's it to you? So, no problem. We were best friends after that. By the way, do you know how he actually died? The worst part about this, right?
I know, so it was on the tour bus, right?
Thought it was underneath the bus.
Yeah, right.
In Sweden, I believe.
And he went through the window, and the bus fell on top of him. They get the rest of the band out. He's still alive, so they bring him like a crane or tow truck, whatever you do to lift the thing. It slipped out of the coupling and fell back on him. He was alive, but don't laugh.
Wow. I'm not trying to laugh. It's funny.
He went through the window and the bus landed on him. They get the rest of the band out there watching. They're like, Cliff, you're going to be all right. They start lifting this thing up. That thing slips out and drops back on his ass, and that's what killed him.
I could have gone my whole life without knowing that.
I know, dude.
I don't know if I need to know that.
I'm sorry. The first time I heard it, I was like, what? Yeah.
Terrence ruined my entire day, Thrill.
It's terrible. I know, man.
Terrence got chickens on her shirt.
Yay!
They're related to the T-Rex.
Number two. Uh-oh.
Randy Rhoads, arguably one of the greatest guitar players of all time.
Sorry, wait a minute, how's he still alive?
Randy Rhoads. Okay, we're playing Black Sabbath, and I'm like,
do I need a quarter?
Do I need a quarter? Still alive, right?
I'll leave for the day.
Mix, grab a quarter. Confirm this.
Bro, okay. Do you have the intimate details of Randy Rhoads' death?
He was in crop duster plane.
Yes, this is even more.
I know.
God.
No. Have you heard the story?
Yes.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay, well, you're going to hear it.
Look, chickens.
So he's not the pilot, but it's just him and the pilot on the plane, like a crop duster. Ozzy's on the tour bus, back to a tour bus. They want to buzz the tour bus, just to F with Ozzy. I believe they clipped the bus. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the plane crashes, and that's how he died.
It's true.
So once again, Ozzy was there to see that. Metallica saw their boy go down. Like, these are not awesome stories, man. No.
But the last song he played was Paranoid.
That's right.
Last songs performed by rockers who died way too soon.
Number one.
All right, go ahead and tell
Thrill?
Him. What did he choke on?
I thought we were doing a plane. Like, I don't know. Are we going to talk about the Big Bopper and Frankie Valli?
You know John Bonham died, right?
John Bonham. Was it? No, he got pissed drunk, right? Mm-hmm. Did he choke on his puke, too?
Yeah,
he choked on his own vomit.
Damn.
They're not sure whose vomit it was. It's kind of hard to
Robert Plant's, actually.
But let me bring the room up a minute.
Okay.
Whole Lotta
Chickens!
Love is reportedly the best tempo to make love. So next time you're making love,
don't
just
think
put
about
that song
John
in your
Bonham
head.
Choking.
Do that song.
Maybe for you, what you like. Yeah, you know. You guys have Black Crowes and Breaking Benjamin and Staying tickets on the program.
I
mean,
I don't
this
feel
week.
Very sexual after hearing about Metallica. I don't think I'm going to have sex for the next year.
This is the rhythm that I like. Yeah. I mean, popular rhythm.
Crank it up. You ready to make love? We got to do it or what?
I got a whole lot of it. Shot of the Day is coming up. Thank you, guys. You're listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.